Each year, in early November, a special event of remembrance, healing, and revelry occurs in Tucson, the All Souls Procession. It began in 1990 as artist Susan K. Johnson's tribute to the memory of her late father, and it's grown in size and scope every year since. If you've never seen the procession, words fail to describe the transformation it brings to 4th Avenue, downtown, and to the citizens of Tucson. It's an enormous demonstration of Tucson's creativity and how easily we can all come together when united by compassion in honor of the loved ones that we've lost to share in both sorrow and joy.
I come here every year. It's usually to remember the death of a friend's son who was killed on his bicycle. This year is the first year that she hasn't been here, so, and the bicycle is now a ghost bicycle, and it's been planted on the corner where he was killed. So,
and what is this, your float here?
This belongs to the young people. Can you describe what's on it?
They're just offerings. Here's the bread and the sugar skulls that represent some of the people who have passed, and the candy and just the offerings for Kevin Robinson Barras. He was killed on Fort Lowell Mountain, and we came to remember him, bring him our offerings and our love.
My friend lost her friend 13 days ago to suicide. So we're here. We had the funeral yesterday, and we're here today. But we've celebrated this quite often, and this is my sixth year.
This is such a unique event. Again, you know, everybody's carrying the picture of somebody who they know who have died, or they're honoring a parent, or they're honoring, like the Code Pink folks are honoring people who've died in Iraq. We're talking about 60,000 civilians who've died in Iraq. So it's a tremendous, tremendous thing to acknowledge your dead, to connect life and death.
Someone said to me once that this is the day for us to live for people who can't.
Absolutely, and to also acknowledge the fact that death isn't so far off for any of us, so we might as well celebrate while we're still alive.
What brings you out here tonight?
Celebrate the living.
These are your children?
Yes, they are.
What do you think about this event?
I'm a little creeped out.
It's insane.
Can you tell me the significance of your marching in the parade today?
My dad died about 2 months ago. His passion was remote control airplanes, like big quarter scale ones, so he's flying away.
What kind of elements are in the altar for those who can't see
it? It's got a giant skull, it's got Cempasuchi flowers, which are the traditional marigolds. And it's got copal, the Aztec copal burning, and it's got the traditional Day of the Dead banderas, the flags, and then all the flowers.
Hi, what's your name?
John Carl.
And you're wearing a skull mask, which is why your voice is going to sound a little odd to people out there. Why are you here tonight? What are you marching for?
Well, we're just here celebrating life and death and passages. We're remembering a good friend of ours, Maurice Grossman, who is a professor at the university here and a wonderful man, and passed away last year.
What's something you'll always remember about Maurice?
Maurice was a man for all seasons. He was a champion for all causes, and especially the LGBT community, but he was also involved in every human rights campaign there could possibly be.
We are doing the BP oil spill and how we're against it, and we made little sea creatures who are getting affected, like birds and my turtle, and our school city Hyatt is doing it.
My name's Nancy.
And Nancy, why are you here? Do you have a personal reason for being in the parade?
My son died many years ago, and my parents, I've got all my animals up here, my great aunt, my brother, so I'm the one who's left, and I just also have up here pictures from the Jewish cemetery in Warsaw to honor all the people who are oppressed and victims of all kinds of totalitarianism and things.
For people who have suffered loss and grief, can you tell them how that made you feel to do this?
Some people do this every year. Some people do it immediately when someone dies. Some people never do it. But it's your process, and it's okay. Because because grief is one of the beautiful sides of life, and unless we go through it when it happens to us, we can't get to the gift that our loved ones gave us.